The Gemara on the top of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph and Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis brings down a couple of ma'asim about Amoraim who made Nedarim, and they went to Beis Din to be matter them, and they had a hard time finding a Pesach. And finally, they came up with some type of creative Pesach. The Gemara says they're Mitznai Rabbanim Mishim Shel Tulum Mitul Hashem Shel. They're going from the shade to the sun, the sun to the shade, running around trying to think of a Pesach until they finally came up with something. The Gemara earlier in Chav Beis Amud Beis also says that there was a came from the Rav Nachman. And he tried very hard to find a Pesach, and he had a hard time until finally they found some type of Pesach. So the Ran has a kasha. The Ran starts on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis on the bottom and continues till Daf Chav Gimel Aleph on the top. That what was the big deal? Why is it necessary to work so hard and find a Pesach? Why not just use charata? It could be matan neder with charata. It's very obviously he had charata over here, so just say I'm mischarit, and that will be matan neder. Why is it necessary to work so hard and find a Pesach b'dafka? And the Ran answers in the second teretz, he says like this. He says, we're talking about that this was not just a regular neder, but it was a neder ke'ein advar mitzvah. Kegon shenoder lisanos zman yadu. It was a neder to do a mitzvah, l'mashal neder to be misana. So he made a neder to be misana, and he already was misana for a bunch of days, and now he has charata, and now he wants to undo that neder. So Zok the Ran, if Elohim mischart al ikar neder, yavet schart ani yosef, shisana, yimaytar l'rishanis, lefikach lohim mischart. Zok the Ran, if he would have been mischart on ikar neder, then he's going to lose the schar for all the tanesim that he already did. He didn't want to lose that schar. And for that reason, he decided not to use charata, but to use a pasach, and that way he's not going to lose the schar, and therefore it's necessary to work so hard to try to find some type of pasach. So the Achanim asked, the Machnafayim asked his kasha in Simon Tezayin in Hilchas Nedarim, that l'chara, what's the big deal? You could still be pesach b'charata, have charata, but let the charata be not on the mitzvah that you did, but on the fact that you're mekabel it to do it b'neder. So don't have charata on the etzem tainus, just have charata on the fact that you were mekabel it b'taris neder. That's what your charata would be on, and this is mamish what we say in the lashon of b'taris nedarim. And every shana, we say after we say we have charata, we say ve'en ani yisrael chas v'shalom l'kiyum ha'masim tayimim she'asisi. I'm not mischaret on the actual mitzvah that I did. Rakani mischart al kabbalas and yonim belosh and neder shvu and nizir sur isur achem rakanim and askam kabbalah belev. I have charat on the fact that I was mekabel ben neder mischart ani alzeh shlamati he nani oisid avazeh bli neder shvu and nizir sur achem isur rakanim kabbalah belev. I'm mischart on the fact that I didn't say I'm doing a bli neder, but the etzem mitzvah that I don't want to be mischart on that about I still want. So that's the kasha of the Machnafayim and the other achrenim. Now luchar you can answer very very pasha. You could say that. That we're talking about, like Duran says, we're talking about they made a neder to have a tainus to be misana. Now, when it comes to a tainus, the kabbalah is a chelik of the tainus. If you don't, if not makabel the tainus, me'asmol. If you're not makabel to be misana, then your tainus doesn't have a din tainus. It's just stam. You're fasting. It just might be precious, but doesn't have a shame tainus. In order for the tainus to be a tainus, there has to be a kabbalah. So me'mela to say I'm mischart on the kabbalah, but I'm not mischart on the tainus is not going to help you, because once you don't have a kabbalah, there's no heft of a tainus here at all. And you don't get the mitzvah, and therefore he bedavka had to have a pesach and not a charata. That's what l'char would be the pshat to answer that kasha. But the pella is, but then im kain, then even if you get a pesach, it's not going to help. Because the same way charata takes away the original neder that you did, the pesach does the same thing. So l'char, even by finding a pesach, you're going to be arki your kabbalah, you're arki the neder, and now you no longer have a tainus. So what were your maviach by finding a pesach as opposed to a charata? That l'char is still tzarechim. So I saw in the Chedush of Reuven in Simni Adalad, all the way to end, he says a svara to the Luchari would answer this kasha. He says like this, so when you have a Kabbalah to be Misana, you have a Kabbalah for a Tainus, there's really two different dinim in that Kabbalah, two different things that happen. Number one, the Kabbalah works as the giving the Chalais Chepts of a Tainus. The Kabbalah is necessary to create the Tainus. Without the Kabbalah, there's no Tainus. But also, when you make a Kabbalah to be Misana, inherent in that Kabbalah is a Neder like any other Neder. You be Mekabel to be Misana. So there's the Kabbalah al Tzilchas Tainus that creates the Chepts of the Tainus, but also there's an inherent Kabbalah, the environment, so that you're saying, I will be Misana. So it's like the Reuven, when you go back and you may have a Pesach, your Matar, your Neder through a Pesach, and you undo your Kabbalah, that only will undo the second din of the Kabbalah, the fact that within the Kabbalah there's an inherent neder. Now I have a Pesach, I don't want the neder of the Kabbalah. Mimela, I'm not over my neder when I take away that, when I have a Pesach to remove the Kabbalah. But the Etzem Kabbalah, the fact that a Kabbalah was said to create the tainus, that never goes away. There still is a Kabbalah there. The first in Kabbalah is still Kaim. You can't be matter that. That's not something which is Shaykh the Heter. The Kabbalah is still there, and therefore there is a Chavtz of a tainus, and you'll get Tzchar for your tainus. Mashenken, the neder of the Kabbalah, that you're able to undo through the Pesach, and Mimele, you're not going to be Ivra and not being Misana later on. And therefore, if you have a Pesach, you will not lose the Tzchar, because the Etzem Din Kabbalah of tainus will still be Kaim. Mashenken, if you have Charata, the way Charata works is you're being Taya Alarishanis, you're saying, I wish I never did this. Once you're being mischarit, you can't split it and say only mischarit on this, not on that. The charat is on everything that you did. You're being mischarit on your etzim kabbalah and saying, I wish I never would have been mekabel this. And mimele, the whole thing is naka. There is no kabbalah bar mitzvah. The whole thing is uprooted. And mimele, there'll be no din. There'll be no schar tainus at all. So mimele is locked around. This is how Reuben understands around. If you're mischarit, you undo the whole kabbalah and then you lose your schar of your tainus. But if you have a pesach, you're not being mischarit on the actual kabbalah. You're just saying, I want to be pesach the neder chelik of the kabbalah. So that part will be paka, but that's when kabbalah is still there. And mimele, your tainus would have a din tainus, and you're not going to lose the schar of your tainus.